Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Are some species thriving despite climate change? Mark Hunter, professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at the University of Michigan, makes conclusions based on a landmark study.
A rapidly changing climate is our new reality. Temperatures are up and rainfall patterns more variable. How are animals and plants responding to our changing world? Way up north in Finnish Lapland, 150 miles north of the Arctic Circle, we're finding answers. My Finnish colleagues have been counting forest moths for over 30 years, recording ups and downs in the lives of 456 moth species. Since our study began, annual average temperatures have increased by a whopping 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit. So how are the moth populations responding? Surprisingly well at first glance. Our initial analysis shows that 90% of moth populations have remained stable or have actually increased. Is this finally some good news for climate change? Do Finnish moths like it hot? Unfortunately, no. Simple correlations between environmental factors and population size can be sorely misleading. For example, the US population more than doubled between 1900 and 1960, a period during which per capita cigarette consumption increased over 40-fold. The US population didn't double in size because people were smoking more. It doubled despite people smoking more. It's the same for Finnish moths. Our statistical models uncovered largely negative impacts of climate change on moth populations, which are stable despite climate change, not because of climate change. Other ecological factors are buffering moth populations from negative impacts of climate change, at least for now. If climate change effects are masked for forest moths in Finland, they may be masked more generally for animals and plants throughout the world. But for how long? We'll need hard work and patience to find out.
That was Mark Hunter of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.